Every year, starting in, I don't know, maybe November, but definitely in December, you start hearing all these prophecies. Next year is going to be the year of such and such. Every year, this goes on. And generally, you know, it goes something like this. Well, the other night I was in prayer, and the Lord began to speak to me, or the Lord gave me a vision, or last night he gave me a dream and showed me that this next year is going to be the year of, and you know, fill in the blank. It's going to be the year of healing. It's going to be the year of peace. It's going to be the year of restoration. It's going to be the year of blessings. It's going to be the year of power. It's going to be the year of increase. It's going to be the year of favor. It's going to be the year of breakthrough. It's going to be the year of overcoming, the year of this, the year of that. I mean, on and on it goes. And sometimes, you know, it's the year of several of these things altogether. And so people hear this, and, you know, this year, well, the end of last year and beginning part of this year, which is right now, I mean, this is January the 3rd when I'm delivering this message for those of you listening to this. And so all of this stuff is very fresh right now. And I've been getting the emails, and I've seen the things here and the links there and so forth about so-and-so prophesying, you know, it's going to be the year of. And then they list what it's going to be the year of. Now, I never really gave it a whole lot of thought in my past. In fact, I don't really remember what my reactions were, other than they probably were very positive. Maybe, yeah, praise God, year of increase. Or I just really don't remember how I reacted. But you know, I've thought about this and thought about this, and it didn't take a whole lot of thought. But in my flesh reaction to those kinds of prophecies is bull honky. Don't mean to offend, so I'm not going to say that in this sermon. I'm going to be a little more I'm going to be a little more tactful. However, I know that depending on who hears this, it's going to ruffle some feathers. But, you know, truth is truth. And, you know, the Bible makes it clear that truth is going to be an offense to a lot of people. Well, see, when you hear these prophecies, man, and everybody jumps on the bandwagon, they start sending the links and the, you know, copy and paste. And, you know, oh, you need to listen to this. You know, so-and-so said it's going to be the year of, and all of that. You know, let's think about this for a moment, okay? Let's just take some time here and think. This next year is going to be the year of, okay, what do you need in your life? Do you need healing? Or do you need a breakthrough? Do you need favor? Do you need blessings? Do you need increase? I don't know, whatever. So let's just say that this, the prophecy that you've read says this is going to be the year of increase of increase. This is going to be the year of breakthrough. Those things that you've been struggling with, this year is going to be the year that you break through. God has shown me. And on it goes. Okay, all right. Well, okay, all right. But does that mean that every one of these prophesied this is the year of things were unavailable last year? Come on. Does it mean they weren't there? Does it also mean that as of January 1st of next year, they'll no longer be available? This is the year you overcome. The Lord has shown me. Oh, bless God, I got 365 days to overcome. Then that's it. That's over. Well, I've got 365 days to get my increase. You know, what am I going to do? Like, oh boy, here it is. Oh, here's a countdown to midnight. Oh, come on, hurry, increase. Hurry, breakthrough. Hurry, hurry, favor. Oop, too late. Well, maybe in a couple of years, it'll cycle back through. What is it, though, about this year? You know, why is this year more special than last year? Why? Why is this year the year of breakthrough? Why is this year the year of power? Why wasn't last year? And you know what? If this is the year of anointing, well then, I wasted my time last year trying to get it. If this is the year of power, well then last year I just was spinning my wheels trying to get the power. Spinning my wheels to get the increase or the breakthrough or the whatever it would be. I was wasting my time. That's not very fair of God. Why didn't he tell me to stop? Why didn't he say, no, just ease up, will you? You know, next year. Next year's the year for this. You don't need to be doing this right now. Do something else. You know, if all of this, this is the year of, God has shown me, gave me the dream, saw the vision, blah, blah, that this year is going to be the year of, and they do it every year, well, and what that means is all the Christians who died prior to the year of could not have accessed whatever it is the year of, no matter how much faith they had. You follow what I'm saying? If the Lord has shown me that next year, as of January 1st, the Lord has shown me, in a vision, I could see it. Then they describe their visions and describe their dreams and describe the voice they heard and all this. It's going to be the year of supernatural favor from God. Well, that means last year I didn't have it. That means, you know, if I die before next year, that's it. No favor for me. And besides that, isn't anything from God supernatural? Next year is the year of supernatural favor. Well, if it's coming from God, it's going to be supernatural no matter when it shows up. So, you know, what's going on here? Quite frankly, you know, as I was thinking about this, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the Chinese calendar. You know, the Chinese calendar, you know, every year is the year of some kind of an animal. You know, this is the year of the pig. This is the year of the rat. This is the year of the tiger. This is the year of the wildebeest, or what, I don't know, whatever they have. That's what it sounds like. It's what it reminds me of. It's the year of. Now, what's sad is that a lot of the people that say these things have a pretty strong following. And so my question would be, are you not questioning this? Are you not sitting back and thinking, you know, what are you reading here? When somebody tells you it is the year of, well, if they identify that it's the year of a promise from God, then that means that, well, this coming year is going to be the year that promise is available, but prior to this year, that promise wasn't available. That's not right. And quite frankly, a lot of people have bought into all of this, and they've been misled. They've bought into a lie. A lie. Now listen to this. When they say something like, well, it's the year of. It's the year of. Okay, then what do we do? If this is the year of supernatural breakthrough, if this is the year of increase, if this is the year of restoration, then do we just sit around and wait and it's going to happen? In other words, is there absolutely no role that we play in this? Do we have no responsibility or accountability in this whatsoever, that because God has declared through the mighty prophet or prophetess that this is the year of supernatural breakthrough, that I just kind of go along with life and it's going to happen? Because that's the way it sounds. Here's what's interesting. And my experience may be very different from yours. But in all these promises that I've heard, all these prophecies, God has shown me that next year is going to be the year of, you know, fill in the blank. Not one time do I ever remember any of them saying that we as believers have any responsibility in seeing that promise come to pass. I've never heard that part of it. All I hear is, oh, it's going to be the year of, it's going to be the year of, as though I can do whatever I please, live however I want, not say one prayer the whole year. It doesn't matter. It's just going to happen. Now, does that make sense? No, it doesn't. I want to read some verses to you. And I'm just going to give you the verse, and I'm going to read them to you because there are several here. And this is just the tip of the iceberg relative to this message tonight. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Hebrews 13, 8. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, and today, and forever. Matthew 24, 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. In other words, if God never changes, and if Jesus never changes, and if the Word never changes, then that means God, Jesus, and the Word are always active 24/7 every single year. You see this? Every year. There is, let me tell you something. God doesn't live by our calendar. We do. He doesn't. I'm going to read some more to you. Psalm 5:12. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous, with favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Do you realize the favor of God, or as these prophets would say, the supernatural favor of God? Do you realize that that favor is there all the time? All the time. I've never really taught a whole lot on the favor of God, but that is one of the missing components in the lives of most believers, which, okay, very briefly. Believing in the favor of God, understanding the favor of God, accessing the favor of God, implementing the favor of God. Okay? Many Christians just don't understand that. But here, he says, I'll compass you as with a shield. Not, I will compass you when it's the year of favor. No, it's now. Now, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of favor. That's the way it is. And see, a lot of these prophecies that go forth, you know, the Lord has shown me that, you know, it's going to be the year of, that plays on our emotions. That gets us excited. But if we get excited about the prophet saying, this is going to be the year of your breakthrough. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I mean, you didn't believe you had breakthrough before. It means you didn't believe God. You didn't understand who you are in Christ. In Psalm chapter 50, verses 14 through 15, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows. In other words, interact with him. Pay your vows has nothing to do with your tithes, okay? You know, don't twist this. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Call upon me in the day of trouble, if it's the year of deliverance. No. Call upon me in the day of trouble. Okay, you facing trouble? Define trouble for you, however you want to. He says, call upon me. He says, call upon me. Can you imagine? You know, here you are, you read this, and it's like, well, glory to God, I've never seen this in the Bible before. Well, I've just never seen that. Oh, Father, I call upon you. I mean, I'm going through some real trouble right now. Father, I call upon you. It's the day of trouble. And he says, you know, I'd really like to help you, but you're going to have to wait till next year. Next year will be the year of deliverance. Seriously? No. Today's the day of deliverance. Today is the day of help. Day in and day out, every week, month, and year. Look, listen to Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 2. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. Now this is a prophecy, okay? Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. What? But there's nothing in here about in the year of fire repellency, the flame shall not kindle upon thee. In the year of your diving suit, you will survive the rivers and the water. I mean, that's just silly. You see, all right, put yourself in God's position. Here you are, Almighty God. You're looking down on your children. Jesus died. Shed his blood. Bear your sins so that you could be adopted into his family and made his children. And then as he looks at us, and he's already said, look, if I'm not going to spare my own son, you know, I'll along with him, I'll freely give you all things. Then we run around waiting for somebody to prophesy it's the year of. What an insult. My goodness, that's like, I mean, can you imagine growing up at home and going to your dad and say, well, Daddy, is this the month of eating? Because I'm kind of hungry. Oh, son, no. No, it's every other month is the month of eating. This is the month of not eating. That isn't, Daddy, but I'm hungry. So I'm sorry, son. Shut up and go to your room. Well, that gets goofy. But see, that's how it is when we talk about, you know, the year of. That's like every other year was not the year of. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Okay, has the Holy Ghost come upon you? Well, if the answer to that question is yes, then guess what? You've received power. I don't have to wait till the even-numbered calendar years for it to be the year of power. I've received the Holy Ghost. I've received power. Now, it's not the Holy Ghost's fault if I don't do anything to access that power. But I've received it. It's there. It's there now. Right now. You know, Jesus said, hey, you believe in me? These signs will follow. In my name, you lay hands on the sick and they'll what? They'll recover. If it's the year of recovery. Seriously? Listen to this. Romans chapter 6, verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. I've already been delivered. I am living in my year of deliverance. I mean, the moment that I got born again, my year of started. And it's never ended. I don't care what the calendar says on natural earth. On God's calendar, all it says is year of. That's it. Year of. It's always the year of for God. In Romans 8:37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. This is the year of conquering again. It was last year, the year before, and all the other years. It's always been the year of, the moment Jesus rose from the dead, it was the year of conquering. It was a year of deliverance. It was a year of healing. It was a year of all of it. As, you know, Grandpa used to say, the whole kit and caboodle. I don't know what a kit or a caboodle is, but it must be something good. Listen to this. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20.
For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. See, all of this is constant, ongoing, continual. You know, it's just like, you know, you look at those escalators in the department stores, and those steps, continual, continual. They just keep going. They just keep going. Don't stop. All the promises of God in Him. Okay, I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I don't have to wait for a prophet to say, this is the year you access that which belongs to you, for this is the year of your inheritance. No, no, no. The moment I got born again, I was born into my inheritance. I am a joint heir with Jesus Christ. So how many years have you been born again? 10, 15, 30, 50? Okay, you know what? It's always been the year of your inheritance. Always. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It's the year of increase. Earlier I said this is just the tip of the iceberg. There are so many verses that could be used with every single one of these. And you can search them out in Scripture for yourself. Hey, go through and read the book of Psalms. And you're going to see a whole lot of it's the year of. A whole lot of God's promises. A whole lot of just everything that we have now. Right now. No exceptions. Listen to this. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. It's the year of healing. Always has been. My goodness. See, when these prophets begin to say these things, it isn't that they are of, what's a nice way to say this? Of lesser intelligence. Some of these people are pretty smart. They mean well. They're trying to help. Look, you know, boy, the human imagination is incredibly powerful. There are times over the years when I've shared things with you in sermons that some of you have sat back and you know, your eyes have kind of gone, what? I never thought about that before. And I'm not talking some weird stuff. I'm talking just, okay, I have an imagination. I could imagine all kinds of things if I wanted to. Oh, yes, the Lord says. Well, when you begin to do that, it's very easy just to keep doing it. And you do it out of what you'd like to see. You do it out of emotions. You can create your own visions. Sure you can. Big black dog in the middle of your living room. You know what? Right there where you sit, you can imagine a big black dog in the middle of my... You can see it. You can create your own visions. And you can have some really crazy dreams even if you don't eat pizza before you go to bed. And then you wake up and you try to make something... Not all dreams are spiritual, guys. Some dreams are inspired by movies. Some dreams are inspired by things you've always wished you could do. I always wished that I could be a good basketball player. I was never a really good basketball player. So over the years, I've had these crazy dreams where I could slam dunk the basketball. And all then I wake up, it's like, yeah, it's cool. It never happened, but yeah, that was cool. Your imagination can do all kinds of things. And a lot of these people get caught up in that. They're not trying to lie. They're not trying to deceive. They're not trying to lead people astray. They honestly believe what they're saying. But the moment that somebody says, God revealed to me that this next year is going to be the year of, and they identify a promise that's already been guaranteed to us, they have missed God. Because they do not fully understand the Word. Because, see, when you fully understand the Bible, fully, I don't mean you have it all memorized and so forth, but when you understand these concepts, you're not going to say, this is going to be the year of, and then identify a promise of God.
Because you're going to know these promises are already available no matter what. And God is not going to say, I'm going to favor this year over every other year, and this is going to be the year that my children break free from their habits. Well, man, that's pretty sad news. You know, you want to talk about a riot in heaven? You imagine all the people up in heaven that, you know, died, and then God says, next year is going to be the year of habit breaking. What about all the people that died and never broke the habits? They said, well, thank you, God. Why didn't you do that for me back in 1964? I sure would have liked to have broken that habit back then. Guys, it doesn't work that way. And listen to this. In 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 through 5, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? You know what? Praise God. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I've been born again. God says I've already overcome the world. I've overcome it. I am victory with a pulse. I'm victory with a heartbeat. Because I'm a child of God. So are you. You're born again? Yes. All right, that's you. I've been reading. All these things I've been reading, man, that's you. It's you. All of you out there watching. This is you. Now, some of these year of prophecies, I want to kind of give a disclaimer. Some of these year of prophecies can be true. I'll give you an example. The Lord has revealed to me that in the coming year, now this is not me giving you a prophecy, okay? I'm making this up. The Lord has revealed to me that in the coming year, there's going to be an increasing amount of judgment in the church as he's preparing the church for the return of Jesus. Okay, now that one, yeah. That one, I understand. No problem there. The Lord has shown me that, you know, in a vision last night, showed me that in the next year, there's going to be an increase of natural disasters. Okay, I buy into that one because that's what Jesus said, remember? You know, earthquakes and all this kind of stuff going. Okay, I understand that. If God showed you that, then I believe it. I accept that one because that means we're getting closer to the return of Jesus. Well, you know, I had vision last night and God has shown me that this next year, there's going to be an increase in global conflict, and more nations are going to be pulled into violence. Hey, you know what? I believe that one too. I believe it. See what I mean? There are some of these kinds of the year of prophecies that can be accurate and they can be true. So the reason I'm saying that is because I don't want you to think that anytime somebody says that this year is going to be the year of, and as soon as you hear that, it's like, get back, I rebuke you. No. Because what they say could be extremely accurate, but you have to listen to all of what they're saying. Let me give you another one. The Lord has shown me that next year, the year we've just stepped into, that this is going to be the year of revival in Dayton, Ohio. Okay, now, if that's all that was said, I would question, why? Why this year and why not last year? Why not the year before? Why not? But if that person continues in that prophecy and says, this is going to be the year of revival in Dayton, Ohio, because God has shown me the believers in this area have been pressing in to the point to where now he can release revival through them. Okay, now I get it. Now I understand. And I agree. So see, you have to understand these principles in the Word of God before you accept or reject any of these things that are said. Listen to Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Well, how can I do that if it's not the year of a particular word? He says that
you know, we've been made more than conquerors. Well, if it's not the year that I conquer, I can't live by that word. If it's not the year of increase, well, I can't live by all the promises. You know, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes, he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich in the year of increase. See what I'm getting at? Every word of God is a now word. Every word of God is a living word. And it's not dependent upon a calendar year. His word is now. His word is alive. If God's promises are yea and amen in Jesus, and if Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then God's grace must be the same every single day. That being the case, why would I get a year of now more so than a year of last year? His grace is the same. Come boldly before the throne of grace to receive grace, mercy, in a time of need. When you need help, here it is. Come on. Come to the throne. Come to the throne of grace. That means there can't ever be a year of relative to a promise of God. Never. Absolutely never. If I can press in, listen, if I press into God, and I mean just what we talk about here continually, if I press into God, I can access all of God's promises right now because I am a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Anytime, any year. But I have to do my part. I have to press into God to receive what he has promised me. Every year is the year of God's promises. The difference is what we believe and what we press into and what we choose to seek after and to accept and to receive, to just... See, it's up to us. God hasn't dated his word. His word is a constant. Therefore, I can live by every word. And when these prophets stand up and they look, yay, sir, would you please stand up? How many of you have been in services like that? Sir, would you please stand up? The Lord is showing me that this is going to be the year of blessing for your life. Okay, well, praise God, thank you. But what was last year? Was it the year of stink? I mean, what? What was the year before? You know, I mean, I appreciate it. I really do. But you know, the thing is, I don't need to have a prophet or prophetess stand up and tell me it's the year of. What I need to do is find out what God has said in his word, and I'll know what it's the year of. And it's going to be the year of every year of my life. And you know, if one of these prophets says, it's the year of, and somehow that motivates somebody to go deeper into God, to understand that promise. I mean, okay, you know what? I give God the glory for that. You know, praise the Lord. However, so many Christians get wrapped up in all of this, you know, the year of prophecy stuff. It's like that's what they're living on. And because the prophet said it, that means it's going to happen. Well, you know what? Nothing against your favorite prophet, but God already said it in his word long before that prophet was born. And if we just get into the word and find out what he said, man, I can be living by these promises now, and I don't have to wait for somebody to stand up and say it's the year of. Now, I'm not trying to discredit people who love the Lord. But we as the body of Christ have been so... We're so caught up with every wind of doctrine. Every wind of doctrine. And that's why so many Christians here, I mean, as far as this message is concerned tonight,
hear, you know, it's the year of prophecies, and so they start sending these things out to everybody and their brother. And then next year, they'll do the same thing. The advantage that these prophets have is that when the year is over, nobody remembers what they prophesied. Because a lot of these people that stand up and say, it's the year of, and then when it doesn't happen, they need to be confronted. You know, you said it was the year of, and that didn't happen in my life. And I can tell you what's going to happen. They're going to say, well, you just didn't trust God. Whoa, time out there, you know, Prophet Fred. You didn't say I had to trust God. I'm born again. I'm even filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, all you said was, it's the year of. You said you received that word from God. I trusted you that you spoke for God. It didn't happen. Well, there must be sin in your life. No, stop it. Just stop it, prophet. Just stop it. You blew it, and you're not big enough to admit it. You didn't hear from God. I've got more people that I could contact and say, yeah, it didn't happen for me the way he said, than you have who are going to stand up and say it happened. Because when they start saying, oh yeah, it happened for me, I'm going to want proof. I want to hear, what was that increase? How was it better than the year before? What was this breakthrough you had? What was this overcoming? What was this victory? What was this favor? What was? Tell me. Give me. Don't just say it happened. Tell me what happened in your life. Because God's promises are supposed to somehow, some way manifest in a manner by which we can identify the promise. For example, you get healed, guess what? You can prove it by the healing being manifested. Yeah, see? My arm got healed. I can raise it now. It's not that difficult. But by the time the year is over, nobody remembers what all these prophets and prophetesses prophesied, and so nobody calls them to account. And I can tell you, I'm telling you, when these people are confronted, they don't want to admit to it. The truth of the matter is, I've never heard anybody stand up and say, well, you know what, I prophesied such and such, and it didn't happen. I blew it. I missed God. I've never heard one of these prophets give those kind of prophecies, and then it doesn't happen, and then they stand up and they say, hey, you know, you're supposed to be holding me to account. If you're not, I'll hold myself to account. And then what happens is people keep following these folks. Here's a challenge for you. Any of these prophecies that you've heard, this is going to be the year of, save it. Save it. Print it out. Save it. And when it doesn't happen to you, contact whoever said it and just ask them, would you please explain to me why your prophecy never came to pass in my life? Well, you know that it wasn't for the whole body of Christ. You did not specify that. I have a printout. I have it written down here what you said. And there's nothing in here about only for the people in the United States. There's nothing in here, only the people that live in Ohio. There's nothing in here, only the people that are named Ralph. Okay? There's nothing in here that says that. You just said it was a prophecy. You just said the Lord showed you. It didn't happen. And don't come back and tell me that I didn't trust God. Because you see, I printed this out, and I've been waiting for it to happen for 365 days. And it didn't. Tell me what happened. Because I already know, you miss God. You did not hear from Him. That wasn't a real vision. So, what do you have to say? Now, they'll hang up on that one. They'll ignore your email. They won't. I mean, I would be shocked if Christians got responses from all of these, the year of prophets, explaining why they miss God, or explaining that they did miss God. Because who wants to admit to anything like that? Now here's what I'm getting at. Whenever you hear any prophet stand up, yeah, I mean, some of these people, they don't even call themselves prophets. They just say, the Lord showed me. Okay, fine. Anytime you hear somebody say that, and they say, the Lord, you know, it's a year of breakthrough. Okay, we'll rejoice. Praise God. It's the year of breakthrough, just like it was last year. Receive it as a reminder of who you are in Christ. Receive it as God saying, hey, I want you to know your breakthrough. You are a breakthrough. I didn't wait for this calendar year to do it for you. Just receive it as an admonition, as encouragement. Receive it as a reminder of what God has done for you and who you are in Christ and what you already have in Him. But to live by a calendar year which basically boxes in a promise? No way. No way. And so for those of you out there listening to this, you know, if you've been living by these year of prophecies and so forth, yeah, just pray about it. Pray about how much more you're going to keep listening to those particular preachers. How many more years are you going to listen to somebody tell you it's the year of, when God has already told you it's the year of the moment you got born again? How much longer are you going to spend listening to people who really don't understand the Word of God at a most basic level? Because you see, when you understand the Word of God at a basic level, you're going to understand these promises are today. Today. Always, constantly, today. Not waiting for next year. Not having passed away because the previous year is over. I live every day in these promises because of who I am in Christ. Praise the Lord. This is the year of every promise that God has ever made. Hallelujah.